A recent report from the Pentagon found that more than one-third of all veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan have mental health problems. They range from depression to brain injury. And when the veterans come home, they may not be getting the treatment they need. A lawsuit being heard today in federal court in San Francisco claims that the government is delaying or denying urgently needed mental health care. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Scott Schaefer reports.
In June of 2001, Barbara Serrano's son, Sean, joined the Marines. He was sent to Iraq and in 2004 found himself in Fallujah in some of the war's fiercest fighting.
He has told me that that was the worst place he's ever been. It was the closest thing to hell he could think of.
One day while driving through the streets of Fallujah, an explosion rocked a building near his vehicle. Sean survived, but his right arm and elbow were severely injured. He was flown back to California to recover, eventually returning home to live with his mother. But Serrano says the war left her son shaken, unable to function.
He would be angry, and he'd get in my car and try to go someplace, and he'd get lost, and he'd call me, and I'd say, well, where are you? And he'd go, I don't know, and I'm frantic because I can't go help him. And this was a horrible, horrible situation to be going through.
Then Sean heard a TV program describing post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Irritability, anxiety, fear of crowds. He recognized the symptoms as his own and made an appointment at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Palo Alto.
And they evaluated him, and then they patted him on the head and sent him home with sleeping pills. That's all he got.
Serrano is part of a lawsuit filed by Berkeley-based disability rights advocates on behalf of hundreds of thousands of vets. It calls the VA overwhelmed and unable to provide timely mental health care, especially to vets returning home from the Middle East. Heather Moser is one of the attorneys representing the veterans.
And what we're saying is that the system is broken, that the system has broken down in terms of delay of care to such an extent that it's tantamount to a denial.
What's more, the suit alleges that the VA financially rewards employees for prematurely denying claims, creating what plaintiffs call the hamster wheel phenomenon, where claims are recycled and delayed.
The lawsuit, in simplest terms, is a veteran's civil rights case of sorts.
Attorneys representing the VA declined to comment on the lawsuit, but in court filings, they argue the issue of veterans' benefits is a public policy grievance that should be settled by Congress, not a federal court. Government lawyers say the plaintiffs want the court to insert itself into the management of the VA. In other words, plaintiffs want the court to tell the VA how to run its own business. In recent months, the federal government has taken steps to help vets with mental health problems. President Bush recently signed a law increasing the length of time that some veterans are entitled to free medical care from 2 years to five. And the VA has set up toll-free suicide hotlines where vets can talk to mental health professionals. In San Francisco, the VA hospital has opened a clinic where vets can get physical and mental health care in one visit. But plaintiff's attorney Heather Moser says steps like these only go so far, that just a handful of the VA's 1,400 hospitals nationwide have inpatient programs for PTSD.
Congress has said these veterans are entitled to care. The military's told them, when you leave, you're going to get that care. And the federal judge has the power to order them to do that.
Even if the lawsuit ultimately prevails, Congress and the president would still have to allocate additional money to provide all the services attorneys say the veterans are entitled to. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.